We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, hello, hello.
Your mic's hot, you live.
Here we are, America's Dining and Travel Guide, each and every Sunday at this hour for 2 hours. My special guest will take us to Turkey, to Istanbul, Constantinople, none other than Robin Eckhard. Welcome to America's Dining. Hello, Robin.
Hi, Pierre. Thanks for having me on the show.
This is a magnificent book that you put out. It's called Istanbul and Beyond, Exploring the Diverse Cuisines of Turkey. Robin, before we go to the book, a little bit about you and Istanbul itself. How did you and your marvelous photographer husband, Mr. David Hagerman, meet, and how did you get involved with Turkey? The country, that is.
Right. Okay, well, we're going back a few decades here. David and I met, we both went to Michigan State University. We both grew up in Michigan, and we met a year after we both graduated. We were kind of hanging around the university. And a few months after we met, I left for a year in China. I was in Sichuan Province in 1984. Through 85 teaching English, and David joined me a half a year later in Sichuan. And so that's probably where we kind of got our bug for international travel and international foods. We went to Turkey for the first time in 1998. We were married by then and living in Shanghai. And we just went to Turkey, kind of a serendipitous trip, had 3 weeks of vacation. Award miles would get us to Istanbul, didn't know anything about the place. Spent about 3 weeks there, about a week in Istanbul, and then picked up a car and drove eastward for 2 weeks. And just left in love with the country and its people and its food. And fast forward 12 years, and we were both freelancing, and got the idea to do the book after visiting Turkey again for the first time in 8 years and feeling that same pull towards the country.
You are quite something, living in Shanghai, in China, traveling to Istanbul, Turkey, and beyond. Did you ever visit the neighboring, bordering countries like Bulgaria and Syria and Greece?
I wish I had an opportunity to go to Syria. We'd planned to go to Syria, and then the civil war happened. We spent a lot of time in Hatay province. It's one of the chapters in the book in Turkey. And that used to be part of Syria until the early 20th century. And we did have a chance to go to Georgia on a couple occasions, just crossed over from the border with Turkey, and that was great fun.
Let's take a look at the city of Istanbul, where my lovely wife Jean and I actually set at the Bosporus, which will take you to the Black Sea, which we did actually on a cruise ship. And we sat there by the Bosporus that divides the Asian Turkey part to the European Turkey. Isn't that correct, Robin?
Yep, that's correct.
Did you ever sit there and drink a little Turkish coffee?
Well, I prefer Turkish tea, but, you know, I mean, what can you say? If you go to Istanbul, you have one thing you absolutely have to do is you've got to ride the ferries as much as possible, and you have to spend some time sitting by the Bosporus drinking tea. It's it's top on my list of things to do when we go, and it's a great way
but
to fight jet lag.
The coffee, Robin, is presented in a very unique form with this little copper handled, and it's foaming. It's a procedure, and it's great fun to learn how to make Turkish coffee. Now, besides the great architecture and museums, what else can you tell us about Istanbul itself? The mosque, the Blue Mosque, is an absolute must, don't you think?
I do. I have to tell you, Pierre, that when I travel, I am all about the food. So I think the Spice Bazaar, the Egyptian Spice Bazaar, is a must. There is an area just a little further walk from the Spice Bazaar called Tatakale, which is a market area. You go there and you find everything for your kitchen, from custom-made copper stove hoods to serving dishes to special little apparatus they have for grilling eggplant on top of your stove. You've got to go to Kadıköy, which is an area on the neighborhood on the Asian side where there's a fantastic outdoor market every day. Fish sellers, you can try, you can eat pickles, you can try cheeses, and you have to eat grilled fish by the Bosporus. A lot of fish sellers set up in Karaköy, and they make great fish sandwiches.
How did you come by the skill of producing such a lovely book called The Istanbul and Beyond, exploring the diverse cuisine of Turkey? Were you a writer? Did you study that in college, or how did you come by?
I've always enjoyed writing. In college, I studied Chinese history, and I went on to graduate school in political science and with a focus on China, and there's a lot of writing involved in that, and that's always the part I loved about it. I love researching. I started writing about food specifically in 2005, first on David and my food blog, which is called Eating Asia, and we were living in Malaysia at the time, so the focus was Malaysia. And then I went on to do food writing and travel writing for publications like the New York Times and Savour and Food and Wine. I've loved the reporting and research aspect of doing this book. It's something I really enjoy, and really when you're writing about food, it just gives you a chance to get into different places and understand people's lives that are different from your own, and it's just kind of been a natural. I just followed that course into the cookbook.
What gave you the idea to settle in Malaysia, which is not far from Indonesia, and people need to know about first China, now Malaysia? Is that where you usually have your habitat?
We started out in China. I started out with a China focus. We took a break back in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, in the late 90s after we lived in China. And then David got a job that took us to Bangkok in 2002, and then Vietnam in 2003, and Malaysia in 2005. And David left his job, his corporate job, in 2008 to photograph full-time. And we were in Malaysia, so we stayed. And we were there 12 years, 6 years in Kuala Lumpur and 6 years on Penang. And we just moved to Italy last summer, so we are now residents
All over the world, all over the world. I mean, that's something. We need to talk to you again about travel and places like Malaysia and Kuala Lumpur. I've been to all the places that you mentioned because I did radio and culinary productions for many settings, either on land or on sea, on cruise ships. Now,
it's wild.
The photography is just astounding by your good husband, and his name is David Hagerman.
Yes. I thank you for him.
Yeah. Now, we're going to take a close look at the book itself. And what can people expect of Turkish cuisine? Is it elegant? Is it simple? Is it a culture in itself? Talk about it, please, Robin.
Well, I think that one of the things that I wanted to do with this book is to sort of argue against the idea of a Turkish cuisine. What we know of Turkey, what a lot of Americans know of Turkey and what people eat in Turkey is from what they find at Turkish restaurants in America. And even if the restaurant is very good, 95% of the time the menu is limited to kebabs, doners, kufte maybe a few small plates or meze, baklava, et cetera. And I want
we're going to go on a short break here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Your host, Pierre Wolf, along with none other than the author of a book called Istanbul and Beyond. Go get it. It's beautifully photographed, very interesting. Robin Eckhart and I will return in just a few moments right here to BizTalk Radio's America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Robin Eckhart. She, along with her husband, was a marvelous photographer, produced a book. And that's what we'll talk about now, Istanbul and beyond. Before we go to the book itself and some of the recipes therein, Robin, are you still doing your food blog?
I am. It's not updated as often as it should be, but I'm now using it for recipes that had to be cut from the book for lack of space.
A website exists for both of you, for David Hagerman and you, Robin Eckhart?
EatingAsia.typepad.com.
Say that slowly. Eating Asia what?
.typepad.com.
Typepad.com.
Yes. All right, let's Google Eating Asia, you'll get it.
Eating Asia, and you Google that one. Let's go to the book and give the listener an idea, other than the gorgeous dishes that are presented in color and beautifully photographed by your husband, the contents of the book, please, including some of your favorite recipes. And by the way, while you were in Istanbul, did you buy a carpet?
Oh, many, actually.
I just thought I'd tell you, I live in Denver, Colorado, and would you believe, after visiting Istanbul a couple of times, a carpet salesman flew into Denver, Colorado, USA, to sell me and other interested parties carpets. Would you believe that?
I do believe that.
That's something. Now to the contents of the book and some favorite recipes of yours that people might make at home or enjoy in some of the Turkish restaurants in the USA. Go ahead, please, Robin.
Okay, so the book is laid out a bit differently than your usual cookbook. The chapters are by region. So I've got a chapter on Istanbul. I've got a chapter on the food of the Black Sea. I've got a chapter on the food of the Northeast, far Northeast, and et cetera. The contents of each chapter are designed to have dishes that showcase the ingredients, the main ingredients of the regions. And so, for instance, in the Black Sea, where they eat a lot of corn and they eat a lot of leafy greens and they eat a lot of fish, one of my favorite recipes is actually a cornmeal crusted pie of leeks and greens. Probably not something you'd associate with turkey, but it's got a lovely double crust that you make with corn flour. And the filling is, it's a thick filling of things like Swiss chard and spinach and leeks. And it's very easy to make, and it's really delicious. In the Northeast, it's a land of dairy and of beef. And one of my favorite dishes from that section are meatballs that are just very simply cooked in a kind of a sweetish sauce of tomato and carrot. It's a wonderful dish, not super hard. In the next chapter, which is Van and Hakkari in the far southeast, bordering Iran and Iraq, a Kurdish region. You have a rather surprising and delicious dish of meatballs that are cooked with pumpkin in a tomato sauce. And then when the dish is finished, you pour over a sizzling butter that's been flavored with basil and ground anise and chili. It's fantastic and absolutely appropriate for fall. One of my favorite dishes from the Hatay chapter, and Hatay is a very Mediterranean province with those ingredients we associate with Middle Eastern food like olive oil and tahini and chilies and pomegranate. One of my favorite recipes from that chapter is a super simple dish of sun-dried tomatoes and pomegranate seeds, and I tell you how to seed a pomegranate. It is very easy. Little pomegranate, molasses, olive oil, parsley, and cheese. It's delicious and perfect for, as an appetizer.
Obviously, seafood is very popular. Is that featured in your book, Istanbul and Beyond, Robin?
There's some fish dishes in the Istanbul chapter and the Black Sea chapter because fish is a mainstay of the diet on the Black Sea coast. Yes, there are a few.
Yeah, I'm looking at pan-fried little fish and skillet-fried herb fish cakes, beautifully done.
Yeah, the herb fish cake is something like, you know, you might think of a crab cake, but you've got fish in there, and it's seasoned with a little bit of cinnamon, kind of unexpected, and very delicious. You just eat it with a little yogurt that you mix with garlic and salt, kind of like tartar sauce. Wonderful.
Do you have any lamb recipes in your book?
Well, of course, I think people generally think that Turks eat a lot of lamb. That's not across the board true. Lamb is not really eaten on the Black Sea. Black Sea people don't like the smell of lamb. But there are some delicious lamb dishes, and one of my favorites is from the Northeast. It's called piti in Turkish. And it is an oven-stewed lamb shank or lamb shoulder dish with chickpeas. And it's
flavored. Boy, I love lamb shank. Lamb shank is one of my favorites. Wow, I love it.
Me too.
Other than a rack of lamb, another one of my favorites. What about do they grow their own vegetable?
Oh, yes. Turkish cooks love vegetables. Everyone has a backyard garden. Vegetables are a mainstay of the diet in a lot of parts of Turkey, especially in villages. I've got a few pickles, and one thing I discovered with this book is it is not hard to make pickles. These are not pickles that you have to boil or can or anything. You basically stick vegetables in a jar with some seasonings and vinegar and salt and water, and you leave it for 2 weeks, and you got pickles. So if you make green bean pickles, one thing you can do with those is you can saute them. So I've got a recipe for sauteed green bean pickles with tomato and onion. It's kind of surprising and delicious and tart. Another vegetable dish that I really love is mushrooms cooked with yogurt and lots of dill.
What about dessert, since we're nearing the end of the first segment of the first hour of America's Dining? Any desserts featured in Istanbul and Beyond book?
Well, plenty. One of my favorites is a creamy fig pudding. It is absolutely dead simple. It takes about 10 minutes to make, and then you just put it in the refrigerator to set. And also, I really like the semolina and peanut cake. It's a syrupy sweet, but I think not quite as sweet as you expect when you think of things like baklava.
Where is the book available, Istanbul and Beyond? Amazon, perhaps?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your favorite bookseller, bookdepository.com, which is, pretty much everywhere. Target, Costco.
Yeah. I hope your husband and you can join us together and talk about travel, not only China.
That would be great.
Malaysia and Turkey and other places, Italy. I want to hear about what you experience in these places. Thank you for joining me, Robin.
Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. And David Hardiman, they produced a book called Istanbul and Beyond. Next segment of the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, will return on Biz Talk Radio in just a moment. We'll be right back.
You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4700 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, now in its 30th year, and now heard only on Biz Talk Radio. Anytime you'd like to listen, wherever you live around the world, go to your computer and Google Biz Talk Radio, B-I-Z Talk Radio. Click on Listen Live, and there we are, wherever you are. And now, introducing you to a book called Epic Eggs, E-P-I-C. And the lady joining me is none other than Jennifer Sartell. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm delighted. The book is somewhat different than when I first wrote. I thought this would be all recipes made with eggs. But that's not quite the way it goes. Tell this audience how you got involved with homesteading and being a writer. Jennifer Sartell, all yours. Go ahead. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. Yeah, now I can hear that. Lucy Life has given me a little problem. That's the system I'm using to broadcast. Here
are you there, Pierre? Sorry about that.
Go ahead. Speak.
Chickens are kind of like the gateway, I believe, into a lot of people's homesteading adventure. A lot of people, you know, they start out with gardens, and they find that there's appeal in creating like a farm-to-table experience with vegetables and things like that. And then I feel like when you get into chickens, it sort of, you know, kicks it up a notch and really, you know, brings it to like an animal protein level. And it makes it even that much more interesting.
So you are a homesteader? Is that what one could call you? Go ahead.
We raise chickens, turkeys, dairy goats, and fiber goats, and we have a big organic garden.
And where is that?
We're in Fenton, Michigan.
And that's where your farm is located?
It is, yep.
The farm is located there, right?
Yep.
And you call these animals actually pets?
Sort of. I mean, a lot of people name their chickens. Our chickens are more of like a collection, I like to call it. We collect chickens that lay a variety of different egg colors, which I think is like a really interesting way to go about doing it, because you can breed different chickens together and get different types of egg colors, and it's really interesting, the different varieties of chickens that are out there.
Now, the eggs that you present in a book called Epic Eggs, what's the word epic mean, Jennifer?
It means that eggs are beyond just something that you eat with toast in the morning, that they're really, they're sort of a miracle within themselves, that they encompass everything that produces life within this little tiny oval. It's not just a food.
So it's not just a food. If we were to look at the book itself, The Poultry Enthusiast's Complete and Essential Guide to the Most Perfect Food, will it also describe not only the types of egg and diverse poultry out there, but also some recipes that would use eggs?
Yes, Jennifer? It does. It talks more about like the process of cooking eggs. In the back, there's a whole section, and it's not necessarily like specific recipes, but it's more on technique. You know, there's a handful of different ways, the common ways to cook an egg, and it sort of touches more on each of those cooking techniques rather than like specific recipes. So I feel like once you get those types of recipes under your belt, you can start to kind of experiment with other flavors and ingredients and stuff. But it's important to know how to cook an egg well before you get into other things.
In your book, in the first chapter, it says, why chickens? What's that all about, Jennifer?
I think that there's a lot of, you know, like I said before, like moving from beyond just gardening when you're getting into homesteading, I think that chickens are an easy animal to take care of. They have adorable little personalities, and they're easy to add into the homesteading lifestyle without, you know, going into like cattle or goats or something like that, which take up a lot of fencing. But you still get that practice of homesteading without investing a whole lot.
Which of these animals that are featured in your book lay the best eggs, and are they always colored or are they always white? Go ahead, please.
My favorite egg is laid by the French Black Copper Marron. It was a breed that was developed by French chefs. And it was said that the French Black Copper Marron laid the egg that James Bond loved best. And the breed has made more of an appearance now, but it used to be a very rare breed, and they lay a deep, deep chocolate-colored eggshell. But the egg themselves are just, they're rich, and they're delicious. They're really, really good.
You're keeping chickens for eggs. The basics.
Yes.
What's described in that chapter, please, Jennifer Sartell. Go ahead.
Chickens really don't take a lot to keep. You need a secure shelter that will protect them from predators. They need clean food, water every day, and I mean they're a really easy animal to take care of. You have to clean out their bedding so that they're not in soil bedding. But, I mean, other than that, they're a pretty hardy little animal and easy to raise.
Are other animals also featured in your book? Would you describe that, please? And the photography needs to be mentioned by you.
Oh,
Jennifer?
Thank you. I love photography, and I feel like living on a farm, you have ample subjects to photograph every day. The book also features quail, turkeys, ducks, geese, and guineas. It's all poltry, but all egg-laying animals. But the book talks about the different flavors of eggs, what the eggs are used for. I mean, some are less traditionally eaten, like turkey eggs or goose eggs, but all eggs are edible. Geese lay really large eggs, and the cholesterol levels are around 400% of what your daily recommended value should be. But they are edible, and they're delicious. They're very, very, all waterfowl eggs are very creamy and rich because of the extra fat.
Have you traveled some and found poultry in other parts of the world, including, of course, the United States?
I've not done a whole lot of traveling specific for eggs. I will be attending the Ohio National Poultry Show next weekend, which is the largest poultry show in the country. But no, I mean, I haven't done a really extensive country to country comparison.
What will they talk about at that show that you've just mentioned, Jennifer?
I believe there's over 5,000 different breeds of chicken, or I believe there's 5,000 different entries. The breeds vary, but it's a huge, huge show, and it's comparing more how the chickens look, like you would compare like a dog show.
They become your pets after a while, don't they?
They do. They really do. They take on their own personalities, and you get to know them. It's a really interesting experience. You know, people think of chickens, oh, chickens, you just something that lays eggs, and, you don't really think about it too much. But once you start, caring for them every day, they really do. They become a pet.
We want to go actually through the book with you. Describe the shell color, account for taste, and more. As we continue here on America's Dining and Travel Guide, I'm Pierre Wolf, your host of America's Dining that I mentioned. Now in the 30th year, my special guest, Jennifer Sartell, S-A-R-T-E-L-L. Where's the book available, Epic Eggs, Jennifer?
It's available at Barnes & Noble, and it's also available on Amazon.
We'll go through the book itself with you, so don't go away. We'll take a short break here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Back in a moment with Jennifer Sartell and yours truly, Pierre Wolf.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave.
Home solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're looking at a book in this part of America's Dining and Travel Guide, the first hour, second segment. My guest, Jennifer Sartell, who has written a book, and who did this fantastic color photography. Jennifer?
I did.
Oh my God. You didn't lay any eggs yourself, did you?
No, not me. Although it may have made my job a little easier.
It says here that the book is not an egg cookbook or a guide for raising poultry. What is it really?
It's more of a, there are lots of different books and blogs and things online about how to care for chickens, but there's not a whole lot of information that specifically narrows down the egg and all that really is possible with the egg. I mean, most people who raise backyard chickens are raising them for the egg, so I felt that it was important to understand this product that actually people are keeping these animals for. And there's a lot of mystery that's behind breeding chickens. People think that they can only get chickens from, Tractor Supply or breeders that do this professionally. But really, any backyard breeder can breed chickens specifically, to an egg standard that they're looking for.
Now, does color make a difference for those people who buy eggs at certain stores that are their favorites? What about color?
It really shouldn't. The color of an egg really shouldn't affect the flavor. There is some studies that have been done that say that the darker an egg, the fresher the egg will stay. The all chicken eggs are either laid blue or white. And when the egg passes through the system of the chicken, the color brown is distributed afterward. So if brown is distributed on a white egg, it's a brown egg. If brown is distributed on a blue egg, it turns green. So there's around four main colors of eggs that can come. There's different shades, available, but it shouldn't really affect the flavor.
And the last part of your book, I find something called the British way. What is that supposed to talk about?
So there's this sort of friendly fight that's going on between the British and the Americans about what is the correct way to store an egg. And many homes in Britain, they just leave their eggs out on the counter. And a lot of homes in America, you'd worry that they would spoil, and so they refrigerate. And kind of how we do it in our house is when a hen lays an egg, it's coated in what's called a bloom, and it's an antibacterial layer. And if you wash an egg, or you sand it in some cases, it takes off that bloom, so the egg will actually spoil quicker. So, after that bloom is removed, the egg should be refrigerated.
What are your favorite ways of using eggs for breakfast or lunch or whatever. Even for baking, possibly.
Right, right. My favorite eggs, hands down, are Eggs Benedict. That's my favorite egg recipe. But I think that anybody who is, you know, not new to cooking, or if they want to, you know, try their hand at eggs, I think that scrambled eggs are the best recipe to start with. They're really hard to mess up.
How do you make Eggs Benedict? Can you give an idea to the listenership, please?
Sure. So you're going to start with a poached egg and let it boil, or let it simmer. You don't want it to bring it to a rapid boil, just a simmer so it doesn't break apart the egg. And then I remove the, or kind of swish the simmering water over the top, and then remove it with a slotted spoon. And the trick to a good poached egg is to set it on a slice of bread so that it dries some of the boiling water from it. And then you're going to make a hollandaise sauce, which is usually some sort of acid like lemon or a vinegar, and the egg yolk. So the Eggs Benedict is really an egg-saturated dish because you're essentially having eggs with an egg sauce on top. But you you blend the emulsify the egg yolks with a vinegar or a lemon juice, and it's delicious. It's served over English muffins. Love it.
Any other recipes that you'd like to share with my audience?
The key to a good scrambled egg is to not overcook it. You want to remove it from the heat before it's completely done cooking, and let it kind of finish up off the stove, because it won't get dry and rubbery that way. And also a dash of cream never hurts.
What is in the chapter called troubleshooting? Jennifer, please.
Troubleshooting is less about eating the eggs. It's more directed towards people who are breeding, or people who are collecting eggs, and they get weird eggs. Because, you know, not all eggs that you, like if you get your eggs at the grocery store, they're all going to be perfect and uniform. But in reality, when you actually start going out to your nest boxes, you're going to find some strange things, and that's surprising to people who are new to keeping chickens. It talks about soft-shelled eggs, where the chicken lays an egg, and the shell has not formed a hard shell. It's more of like a rubbery shell. Or it talks about different kind of like mutations that might be on the shell itself, like calcium deposits. Inside the egg, too, there's things called blood spots, which are little tiny bits of blood that get in the egg. And a lot of that stuff is sort of filtered out when you buy eggs at a grocery store, so it can sort of be kind of alarming to people. A lot of the stuff is just harmless, and some of it is maybe a little bit more serious. You might want to check with a vet or do some things to correct those problems.
Well said. What is guinea clowns all about? Guinea hens?
Yes, guinea hens. My husband and I, we were at the tractor supply store, and we saw guinea hens, and we thought, oh, they're so cute, let's get some. So we brought them home, and we always joke because guinea hens, I feel like, are a really strange-looking bird, and they remind me of clowns because they have this big mound of red comb on the top of their head, which looks like a clown wig, and they have these white faces that remind you of a white painted clown. And it's just they're noisy and they're funny animals, which it suits them perfectly.
Is there anything we have left out as we're nearing the end of the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide, Jennifer?
I would like to just encourage people that if you've ever wanted to keep chickens, to do it, because it's worth the experience. And I think that a lot of people are worried that it might be a lot of work, or, you know, they might do something wrong. But, chickens, with some basic care and some common sense, they're great animals to add to your backyard or your homestead. It just, there's nothing more satisfying than going out into your yard and collecting eggs that you helped raise. And, you know, it's a really satisfying feeling to be able to provide your family.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609.
or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.